The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Micheál Donoghue, good evening.
Good evening, John. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks, Micheál. And you're now an All-Ireland champion for a month, Micheál. Has the achievement sunk in yet?
It is, absolutely. It's getting there, you know. Obviously, in the build-up to the game, you're probably in a bubble just in your preparation. And I suppose, you know, you never really anticipate what's going to happen after you win it. But it's just been unbelievable from all our perspectives. You know, obviously the reception we've got in the immediate aftermath of the game was just unbelievable. And I think we're just now getting appreciation to what it has meant to people. And, you know, I think people always talk about, you know, if you achieve the All-Ireland success, you know, that it really does give the county a lift. And I think we're really all experiencing that now.
And have you started touring schools and taverns with the Liam McCarthy Cup yet, Micheál?
Yeah, look, absolutely. The priority for us has been going to clubs and the schools and getting it out to as many kids as possible. So we're trying to get through that as quick as we can. So, as I said, that's been the priority, and we're getting great reception, and the lads are getting a great reception everywhere they go.
And great joy in people's faces. And we saw the emotion between you and your father, Mico, when you presented him with the cup the following day after the win. Micheál, that photo taken by Morgan Tracy, front page news, it touched the nation. Talk to us about that.
Well, look, I suppose, like any father, he was my, you know, one of my greatest influences. You know, he's very involved with us, obviously, growing up in sport and at home. And unfortunately, he was diagnosed with dementia around the same time as I got the Galway job. So, as I said, he was an avid GAA supporter. You know, he was heavily involved at club and at county level, involved with county teams. So, obviously, the disappointment from my own perspective and the family's perspective that, you know, he probably couldn't comprehend it in the way we would have liked. And, you know, obviously, once we'd won it, it was very important to me and how I was going to go about meeting them and meeting the rest of the family, especially when they weren't with us there on Sunday to share it. And the way it came about, look, from my own personal perspective, I probably would have preferred it just in a more private environment, if you like, but, you know, we tried to arrange that. But, you know, I think what we were trying to do is, you know, the convoy of people that were following us down from the game and just, you know, the crowds that were expected, the guards suggested that we just do it in Bannisloe. So, look, from my own perspective, it was just very emotional, obviously, to see him. And, you know, I think with the picture, you know, when he got the cup, it definitely resonated with him because, you know, he drove the team in 1980, 87 and 88. And as I said, when he got the cup, it definitely resonated with him. And I suppose that's why he was so emotional. But, look, obviously delighted that was able to share the moment with them and the rest of the family.
And I think, Micheál, it's a moment, a tender moment, a poignant moment that captures what the GAA is all about. It's about family, it's about community, it's about success, and it's about doing your best.
It is, yeah. Look, and I think, you know, Davey, in his victory speech, you know, I think he put it brilliantly, you know, that it was, you know, the victory was for, you know, connected. Everybody had a connection with it, you know, through family, friends, schools and clubs. And I think that epitomises what the GAA is all about. And, you know, from our own perspective with the group, you know, we always had the focus on, you know, you do things purposely for the people that are closest to you. And, you know, that's all we were very conscious of since we got in, you know, to keep it within that group and, you know, be very mindful and respectful of, you know, the honour that was bestowed upon all of us working with a county team. And, you know, we're very conscious of the responsibility that goes with that. And, you know, I think the lads have shown great humility even since the game. And as I said, yeah, as you alluded to, that's what's great about the GAA.
I think, Micheál, every hurling fan in the country was delighted to see Joe Canning win an All-Ireland medal. And that moment against Tipperary in the semi-final really encapsulated his talent.
I did, yeah. And look, and, you know, I think I said after the match, you know, I think his talent and is undoubted, you know, and, you know, he's done it on many occasions. And, you know, I think from the score, you know, I think the score of that calibre deserved to win the game. You know, I know it was a very tight game and, you know, probably very hard on Tipperary to lose the game by a point. But, you know, just he has that capability. And I suppose, you know, he'd be the first to admit it himself, you know, the way the score was manufactured with Porrick knocking it down and, you know, Johnny coming onto the ball and just having the awareness of knowing what was on around him and having the the ability to turn and find him, and you know, the execution of it was just top drawer on Joe's behalf.
Before the final, Micheál, Tony Keady died suddenly. We knew him here today, FM. Lovely man, very sad. An icon in the county. Did his passing galvanise the squad?
I think so. Look, I think from, you know, from the euphoria of winning the All-Ireland semi-final, you know, to the untimely news of Tony's passing, you know, we went, the whole county, I think, went from one extreme of emotion to the other. And I think just because of the sudden, because it was so sudden, you know, it affected everybody. And, you know, I think first and foremost, you know, Tony was a husband and a father, you know, to four lovely kids. And, you know, it absolutely hit everybody. And I suppose it put things into a lot of perspective. And, you know, I think the turnout for his funeral and just the total outpour of the whole thing, you know, not alone in Galway, but nationwide, you know, really touched everyone. And, you know, he was steeped in Galway tradition in hurling circles. And I think a lot of lads on the panel had gone through him with, you know, under-21s. And, you know, he coached a lot of teams in the club circuit as well. So everybody had a connection with him. And, you know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks after the death, we asked the kids to come into a training session one night. And I think it just gave us all a perspective that there was more to life than hurling. And look, obviously, we, you know, when it came to go out playing the game, he was very much in our thoughts, and we just wanted to go out and give a performance, I suppose, that, you know, would have done him proud, and try and replicate the way he played with Galway when he played, you know. And I think the boy did that justice on the day.
And on the day against Waterford, Micheál, they went in front in the second half at one stage. What are you like on the sideline? Are you bundling nerves, or are you just so focused on each play that it's just a bit of a blur?
No, look, I'm okay. Look, I think, you know, I like just to, obviously, I think once the game starts, you're obviously in your own bubble, and you're focused and concentrating on what's going on around you. And, you know, for myself personally, it's just obviously just standing there and watching it and trying to absorb everything you can. But, you know, I think in our preparation from the semi to the final went really well, you know. And, you know, I've said many times we're dealing with a really, really good bunch, you know, their attitude and application and just their whole desire and willingness to be successful, you know, shone through from the semi to the final. And, you know, I think when you do the work, you know, you know, going into a final like that, you know, our confidence levels were really high, and our belief in that we could go and do a job. And, you know, these boys have had a lot of experience. You know, they've played in the 12 final, the replay of 15, and, you know, I think that experience stood to them, and it shone through in the build-up to the game. And, you know, I said after the game, you know, our mantra going into that game was just enough was enough, that, you know, we had to close out this one. And, you know, I think, you know, when we went the one down, you know, I think their experience shone through, you know, that there was now a maturity and a huge resilience there just to push on, which was great to see, you know.
How do you ensure, Micheál, it's not going to be another 29-year wait again?
look, I suppose that's the challenge for us all. You know, I think, you know, collectively, you know, clubs, I suppose the management ourselves, and, you know, the county board in particular as well, have to ensure that, you know, we have to put the structures in place now that, you know, make sure that there's a lot of connectivity between teams, and, you know, we're working in the same direction, you know, which we are. But, you know, it's to try and ensure that, you know, we get all this in situ as quick as we can. Look, obviously, because it's been 29 years, you know, it's like it's a new experience for us, you know, and we're all very mindful that, you know, the standards we set last year are going to have to improve again this year. I suppose we are fortunate that there's a lot of good people involved, but, you know, like to the players, you know, we always said if you put your hand up to take a job, you know, you have to work at it, and you have to leave it in a better place than when you received it. And, you know, that goes for everyone. I think, you know, it's very important that when you take a job, you know, you leave some legacy on it. So, as I said, we all have to be mindful and respectful of that.
Lucas Kersenstein, Micheál, I wonder if listeners out there know who I'm talking about, but he's your strength and conditioning coach. Do you believe attracting him away from Tipperary was significant?
Look, I think, you know, when he became available, obviously, I had a relationship with him from my time in Tipperary. And, you know, as I alluded to earlier with the management team and the rest of the people, you know, he's very professional, he's very thorough, and you know, he's one of the best in the business, and you know, he brought a lot to the table, and you know, he integrated very well with the lads. You know, he built up massive rapport and a great relationship with them. And you know, look, you know, we said after the game as well, these boys have been developed and nurtured by previous management teams as well, you know, and the good work that they had put in, you know, laid massive foundations. And as I said, when Lucas came in, he, you know, undoubtedly he added to it, and he had a massive contribution to it. And, you know, we're just trying to work really close with him now, as I said, that there's a lot of connectivity and connections between all the teams, underage teams. You know, we're trying to put those systems in place now, and I think we're just very fortunate to have them.
And you have an under-21 team now playing in Leinster going forward, Micheál. What's your view on the new senior championship structure around Robin and Leinster? Four matches with two home games. Do you see it as a positive development?
I do, yeah. I think, you know, last weekend at the Congress, it was, you know, I think Galway, you know, were the big winners. You know, I think we've been, you know, touting for the last number of years, you know, looking for home games for Galway. So, you know, we're eagerly anticipating the draw now, you know, to see who we get in Galway for those two home games. You know, it's going to be a great opportunity, you know, for having those games in Pearce Stadium. And as I said, it's something we've been really looking forward to. And, you know, in terms of the under-21s, I think it was very important, you know, just for their development, that, you know, they try and, we try to get a number of games for them also. And it's great now that they're in Leinster and they can look forward to having a few games as well also.
An All-Ireland final on August 19th, 2018, Micheál. Is that something you agree with?
Look, we welcome it, yeah, definitely. I think, it, you know, it's no more than any other county now. We're just probably eager to see what way it's structured in terms of, you know, how the league is structured and when the championship games are on. And, you know, obviously, you know, you have to be very mindful and conscious of the club situation as well, and, you know, the club players and how we incorporate our own local championship to facilitate them as well, you know, because we're very mindful of the fact that the clubs are very supportive of the county teams. And, you know, there's times probably, you know, I know in our own case last year we asked the clubs to move one club game to facilitate our preparation as well. So, you know, we have to be mindful of working together to ensure that we include everyone in the hurling calendar, you know.
The monkey's off your back now, Micheál. The pressure's off. Do you feel the team now will be even stronger in 2018 now the question has been asked and, more importantly, answered?
Look, I suppose, you know, we're now facing into a new season where, you know, I think every season is different, but, you know, we are going into a season now where we have won the All-Ireland. But I suppose, look, you know, even now our total focus is getting ready and trying to get things ready for 2018. And I think once we're back in the full flow of training, you know, 2017 will be resigned to history, and we'll be just looking forward to 2018 and pushing on again.
I mean, Hall, just to finish, when you're tucking into the turkey and ham in Clarenbridge over Christmas, we'll be putting the tape on of the final. We'll be watching it back, will you? With the family?
Yeah, it'll be nice to watch it, knowing the outcome.
Well, Micheál Donoghue, you're an absolute gentleman. Enjoy the rest of the celebrations out west, and the best of luck going into 2018.
Thanks very much, John.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.